Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Pei Beis, Seif Beis Gimel and Dalet, Seif Beis, Mutter Lekrois Oilim Harbe. It's mutter to call up many Oilim, many Aliyahs, Afal Pi Shekar Zema Shekar Zeh, V'chayizim Avarech, even if one reads what the previous one read, and they'll make brachas, Imekach Klum, no problem. We can repeat and make brachas, not a problem. It says Dramah, V'yesh Oysim, no, not so fast. V'yesh Oysim, can't do that. V'chay Nagu Medina Seh, that's the minig in our Medina. Chutz, with one exception. V'yesh Simchas Torah. And Simchas Torah, Nagu Laharbas Bekruim. And Simchas Torah, the minig is to call it many, many people, V'nagu Kisra HaRishana. So we go back to the first view of the Mechaber. Mr. Bruce of Kantes, Emekach Kalun, Mechaber says, no problem to repeat. In aminia, but that's not part of your seven. Unless they add two psukim to what the previous one read. Does the evid oilim in, then it does count towards your number of seven. As they're in at the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. Sivkan Yud Chutz Mibes Simchas Torah. Rama says we don't do this except for Simchas Torah. Yesh oilim. Some say it's not just Simchas Torah. Do what they in Bechasana. If you have a Shabbos Shara Brachas, we'll do the same. Al minagin shelo liko lezem ashakar kvar echad af bechasna. Our minig is not to read for one oila what someone already read before, even by a Shabbos Shara Brachas. Levad besimchas Torah nogin karma. Only simchas Torah we do like Rama says. Sif Gimel. Hakol oilim leminyan shiva. All can be part of this seven that you need on Shabbos to call up seven aliyahs. Afilu isha v'katan sheyodeh lemi mevarchin. Even a woman can get the aliyah. Even a child who knows how to make the bracha, who the bracha is going to. Aval amu chachamim, but a chacham teach us. Isha lo sikra b'tzibur. We do not call up a woman for the aliyah. V'fnei kevoy tzibur. It's a lack of kavod for the tzibur. The Mosheh says, now, even those who allow it would only allow it to join the number of aliyahs. Avalo, shiyu kulam nashim ukatam. But you can never have all women or all children. V'din eved kanani kedidisha. We treat an eved kanani the way we would a woman. Aval im imomi yisrael. But if the father is an eved and the mother is a yisrael, mutar la'alos, he can get an aliyah. For aser likros barosh magula, one cannot read from the Torah with the head uncovered. Vein iser likros am arth nichbad ashir ugadol hador lifnei tamachacham. There's also no problem to give an aliyah to an ignorant man who happens to be wealthy and important for the community ahead of a scholar. Ki enze bizon l'tamachacham. That's not considered a disgrace for the tamachacham. Rakover the Torah shemiskabedes banoshim gadolim. Rather, it's considered covered for the Torah that these great important people are given the covered for them to get this aliyah. Umamzer mutar alois to save a Torah. And mamzer can also get an aliyah. Va'ayin le'el simen kuf lamed vav miseda kum. The order of aliyahs is described back in simen kuf lamed vav. Mr. Buris of Khan Yud Aleph, the minyan shiva. Anyone can get an aliyah for the seven. Avalo l'minyan shloisha, not when we need three. For three or more particular. Obo Shabbos Kasev Oy the Sefer Obo Shabbos writes to Adin Leminyan Arba Chamisha Shisha Sheish Brosh Chodesh VeYomte VeYom Kippurim Gamkin Ein Oylam. The Obo Shabbos is not just three, but if it's four for Chodesh or five for Yomtev or six for Yom Kippur, they also cannot count for the minyan. It's only for the minyan Shiva, not Leminyan Shisha, not Leminyan Chamisha, and so on. Sifkan Yud Beis, v'katan, a child can get an aliyah, v'afim ein sham koyin elo katan, koyin oso. So let's say the only koyin is a child, we give him the aliyah. V'datsa Magen Avraham, she'ein anu m'chiyah l'koso. Magen Avraham says, no, we're not obligated to give a child an aliyah if he's the only koyin. The mitzvah aseh devikidash doi, lo nema al koyin katan, because the mitzvah of giving preference to the koyin, we learn from the pasuk v'kidash doi, does not apply to a child. The reason v'kidashto is because he brings the kabanos, and a child doesn't do avoida. and therefore we don't have a kiddush to buy a child who's a kohen. V'chein nohagid b'yameinu. That is the minig in our time. Shekasheim ve'es a knesses kohen shu ben yugim hashana. If there's no kohen by mitzvah age and above, kohen Yisrael b'mekom kohen. We'll call up a Yisrael instead of kohen. V'afilu yesham kohen katol. Despite the fact that there is a child who's a kohen in the tzibur. Now the Shatzim brings me to Eger, who's troubled by the limud that there's only v'kidashto because he brings kabbanis l'maisa by a balmum. There's a mitzvah v'kidashto, even though he can't bring kabbanis. So it's not a perfect limud. But in any event, that is definitely our minig. We do not call up kahanim katanim, even if there is no other kohen. V'yoyisim izeh nohag hayom. Even more than this today, shein kohen katan klal l'shum aliyah. We don't give katanim any aliyahs. We don't give aliyahs to children. Even if you filled out your seven, the only aliyah will give a card is the maftir. That women, even though they are not obligated to Torah, Magnavam quotes the Masechah Seifim that women should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. They may not have mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. The women are not knowing to be careful with this. Just the opposite. There are women who go out during the Kriya. The child who's fit for an aliyah is a child who knows to whom he's saying a bracha. But the child cannot be the balkari. That means he's going to say out loud the kriya from the Sefer Torah, and the oyla says with him quietly. That can't be. Listening to him. That doesn't happen until he brings two hairs. Once he's 13, b'chazaka, we assume, there's a chazaka, he has the two saras, the Indians there for this halacha. But let's say there is no other balkari. There won't be any leaning. Pimagodim is unsure. The after the Eishter Hakabov is that maybe he should be leading in this case. Even though he did not bring Shtei Saras, he's still a katan. Maybe he should lane because the alternative is not to have any leaning at all. So the Derech Chaim also is lenient b'shas tachak. So even though the Shulchan Aruch just says he can get an aliyah, that doesn't mean he can be the balkari. But in cases where there's absolutely no alternative and they won't lean otherwise, so there is a tzad to be mekel. Sifkon yodal kulam. Tomo says they can mitstarif, but you can't make a minion of only the Noshim or Katam, as far as the, at least the number of people getting the aliyahs. They can't be exclusively the Kruam or Noshim or Katanim. O Rubam. It can't be not Kulam or Rubam. Even majority is no good. Sifkan Desvav. We said that if a Kanani is like an Isha, but if his mother is from Yisrael, he gets an Aliyah. Yim Yisrael, the Oz, Havli Yisrael Ma'aliyah. If his mother is Jewish, then he's a Yid. V'chai b'chol mitzvah, he's chai in all the mitzvahs. Sifkan Tezayin, B'rosh Magula. The Ramah says, you cannot read from the Torah, it's also to read from the Torah with an uncovered head. Hainafil hu katan, even a child. It's a child who the Gemara calls a pocheach. His clothing is torn. His arms and shoulders are exposed. He cannot be called up to the Torah. A mamzer can get an aliyah. He's obligated in all the mitzvahs like any other ish Yisrael.
How can we look down at women getting aliyah?
Ishalo sikra mevnei kavod tzibur. That's how we look down it. Shulchan Aruch says not to do it.
The first part says
she's oil minyan shiva, but the Chacham said lo sikra b'tzibur kavod tzibur. So we follow the Shulchan Aruch. It says not to do it. It's a bizoin. It's a disgrace. That's what it means. It's not kavod tzibur. It's a disgrace. Siv Dald. No hagin lekrois shiva v'ligmor imam haparsha. The minig is to have seven aliyahs to conclude the parasha of Oymer Kaddish, and then there's a Kaddish. V'choyze v'kari im ha-mafter mashkar shvi'i. Then we repeat for the mafter the psukim that was read for the shvi'i. The Moses v'cheinu hagim b'yontav shein mafter b'minin ha-kruam. On yontav, it's similar that the mafter is not part of the number. There's five aliyahs. The mafter is not part of the five. Al b'chol she'osel lo'hoisem minekrum. Now, on the weekday, you can't add on the number. Hashlishi ho'mafter. Then the shlishi is the mafter. I'm assuming he's referring to mincha on the Taina Sibur. U'b'yom she'motziyin shnei svarim o'shlosh. On a day that there's two or three sefer Torah, ha'mafter ker b'achron. The mafter is always the last sefer Torah. The katan yachal likos the parashas ha'musafim. The katan could read the aliyah of the musaf, which is the mafter. O ba'arba parashas she'mosif ma'adar, or the four parashas we add in adar. Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. He'll, Mishnah will point that out. V'cheinu ha'gin, that's the minik. Af al-pi she'ish chokm, but others disagree. V'ayim kadesh koidim she'or l'mafter. We always say the kadesh prior to the mafter. V'en chilik b'zeh, b'en osifo min yakruim, or lo, makes no difference if you're ed aliyahs or not. U'bein motzien sefer Torah chod, or shosho, makes difference, one, two, three, sefer Torah. The one thing that stays the same is the kadesh comes before the mafter. Tiburah sefkat and yud ches, no hagim. The meaning is to have your seven aliyahs and then the kaddish. Mashanagu limko shishi b'fnei atzma. There's a meaning they would sell shishi by itself. Yesh k'tzasemech me'azoyar. Shalach had this spit of a support for this from the Zohar Pasha Shalach. V'achron moichrin b'fnei atzma. Achron they sell separate. The achron chov v'shemesaybo. Achron is special because that's the end. Komokim chas v'shom l'eskoit above was that. Certainly it's terrible if you get into fights over this. Every letter of the Torah is Kadosh and Tohar. So it's not like the last Aliyah is more Kadosh than the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. And the same with the Shishi. So if God in your test, so we read seven, and then the Kadosh, the Hine. Minadin Kaimalon, the Mafter, Oilim, and the Shiva. La Halacha, we come out that the Mafter can be one of the seven. So really, you could have finished the parasha with the mafter as the last aliyah. And say kaddish, and you're done. Let's say it's gamdas, but to accommodate the opinion of the gemara, the mafter or eliminate shiva. That mafter is not part of the seven. Therefore, we do the seven aliyahs prior to the mafter. But in order to publicize, Shehamafter ain't a minion, and her is at one of the seven. Tiknu gam ken shehanochon lechadchila hafzik be kaddish. So the takana was that the proper thing lechadchila is to say a kaddish ben kriyasoy the kriyas shah olam between the mafter and everyone else. Well, melu muchruch ligmo hasidim itzka. That forces us then to finish the entire parasha first. Kadesh lo yafzik be kaddish be emsa kriya, because you don't want to interrupt the kaddish in the middle of the required reading. Then we will repeat after the Kaddish for the Maftir Psukim, at least three Psukim from the last Aliyah, which was either Shvi or Achron. So the first seven Aliyahs will finish the Parsha. It doesn't have to be seven. You can make more than seven Aliyahs. The main point we're making here is the Nagushol Hashem b'hamafter as a parasha. The point we're making is that the minig is not to include the mafter at the end of the parasha. Va'achach l'makash, and then say the kaddish. Eliyom kaddish koydim kriyas hamafter. Rather, do the kaddish first and then the mafter. U'memele muchach ligmor kol asidim b'tchila koyim as a kaddish. And therefore, we must finish the entire parasha before the kaddish. Moshe kasal the sifkon yitas, like we just wrote in the previous sifkon. Sifkan chaf al v'cheinu hagim b'yontif. The same is true on yontif. The mafter is not one of the five aliyahs. So something to say. Shagam b'yontif. After midina hayam mutram after yos min hamin hachamisha. Even the halacha, the fifth aliyah of the five you need could be the mafter. Mikamalkam noagin gam kain shein hamafter min hamin. Still, the minig is that the mafter is not part of the five. El akari b'fnei atzmo b'parasha shachovas hayom. Rather, he reads by himself, the mafter reads the chayvus hayom, the kabbanis of the day, for hakadosh oimer mi kodem, the kash is before that. Now, he would be yoitze, even according to manda amr, that it is an olim in a minyan, shayrova poskim serve the mutla hoisev, because most poskim hold you can add, kanal sefaf, extend sefaf. So, you could argue, so it's six aliyahs instead of five aliyahs, okay, you don't have six aliyahs also. Sifkan chaf beis, o shlosho v'chulu. Whether you have one, two, or three Sefer Torah, it's always the same. The Mafter is the last Aliyah after Kaddish. After the Kaddish, you do the last Aliyah. When do you have three Sefer Torah? Kegon, Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Shechal, B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh, Teves occurs on Shabbos, you have three Sefer Torah. She'tzerech Likros, Parshas HaShavua. First of all, you have to lay in the Parsha. Parsha Rosh Chodesh, then you have to lay in for Rosh Chodesh. And then you have to lay in Vinyin Shel Chanukah. You have to lay in Chanukah. Oh, the Simchas Torah, and Simchas Torah also Feast of the Torah, Shetzerach Likos Parashas V'zos HaBracha, and then there's Ubereishis, Uparashas Simusafim, and Limusafim. The calls out after Bilvad Karbachona. In all these cases, the Mafter alone reads last. Ubein Keshe Mashlimin Haminin, whether there's only seven, or Shemosif Haminin, or there's more than seven, makes no difference. Hakol Oilim Mishnei Svarim Hisham, they all get their aliyahs in the first two Sefer Torah. So I don't know why he left out the case of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Schal and Shabbos, that we also have three Sefer Torah. You have the Parsha, and you have Rosh Chodesh, and you have Parsha Chodesh. So that's the other case, you have three Sefer Torah on Shabbos. Sefkarachov Gimel, Oba Arba Parshas. So Ma says that a katan could do the maftir, and he could read the musafim, and he could do the Arba Parshas. V'yaf al pi sheparshas zocher hi choyim in a Torah, ay parshas zocher is diraisa. Shish me'enu kol odem Yisrael, every yid should listen to parshas zocher. V'akotin she'enu mechuy b'dov v'eni yochel hotziya midecha, v'a child's not obligated, so he cannot be motzi them. Even if the child gets the aliyah, the Baal Kori is going to lane it and be motzi the tzibur. So we're not saying the child can lane it. That's for sure out of the question. And it's interesting, he doesn't mention par. Many, oh, he'll say it in a minute. So the child can get the aliyah, he can't lane it. There are those who will not even give him the aliyah for parshas zohar. The same for parshas par. There are those who hold that even par is deraisa. And so agrees the Eli Rab and Derech HaChaim. After on the first day Shavuos, the Haftorah is from the Novi Yecheskel, the Makarva. Or on the seventh day of Pesach, Yontif, we're going to lane the Shira. Ubishabis Shuva. Gamkin Nohagin, on all those times, the minig is, Shein Kerno Solachatchila Maftar. We don't give a child the Maftar. These special Haftaris, we do not give to a child. Shuvas Prech Shoshan He'ala the Iker. Dakot Lo Yukum Parapash. Now, the Shuvas Prech Shoshan, he says, Bechlal, a child shouldn't get the Aliyah, not by Shkolim or Chodesh either. Ve'aviyah Bechadush Ve'eger. Kiveger brings this in his Kedushin. But on them, however, Gam Bashar Mafter Gamkin, on the other weeks when we will give him after, Davka Bakaj Gila Chinuch, it has to be a child who is Chinuch age, Shodea Lachtoich Ha'osios Betov, and he can properly say the words. Udaloka Oisan Shemanich and Kitanim Harbe, not like those who let very young children learn Haftarah to say the Haftarah Mialocha, and now say the same as for adults, if they can't say the words and can't get the brachas out, they also shouldn't get the Aliyah. Sivkat Nechav Dalad. Af al pi sheyesh cholkin. The Ramah says children can get these aliyahs and the four parashiyahs, but others disagree. Hanada cholkin sphere, the ones who argue hold. The dafka b'shabbos shekari ha-mafter ma-shekvar kor ha-shvi'i, only on a regular Shabbos when the mafter gets to repeat what the shvi'i read. Az nucha l'kos l'kot, then you could call up a child. But if the child is going to be something, or if the maft is going to be something that was not read before, like on the Yom Tov last Aliyah maftar, or the four parshas, then you're not calling up a child for that. Sifkon chavhei, they say the Kaddish, v'oyimim Kaddish, v'chidish b'zeh klum al mechaber. In this point, there's nothing new that would mechaber didn't teach us. Rak lashmina is to tell us, mashasim lebesoif den chilek, when he said there's no difference, el v'chol pam, oyim ha-kaddish koydim ha-mafter da'afka, that the Kaddish always precedes mafter. Sekon chavav, koydim sha'oyla ha-mafter, before the mafter gets called up, we say the Kaddish, ha'ina b'shabbos, that's not Shabbos. Al b'chol, sha'mafter min ha-krum, on chol, on a weekday when the mafter is of the three, oyim kaddish achra mafter, kaddish comes after mafter. Tainu acha shemachnis and a sefer Torah lehechol, after sefer Torah goes to the hechol, v'lo kod not before. Tain oyim kaddish ad shenisham haminyan, we don't say the kaddish before you have all the aliyahs they're supposed to have. U'b'chol amoyed Pesach, v'chem v'chol amoyed Sukkos, oyim kaddish acha shekor ha-revi'i. On chol amoyed Pesach and Sukkos, the kaddish comes after the revi'i, does kvar nisham minyan krum, because then also you need all four aliyahs for the minyan hakruim, so we don't say the kaddish till you finish all four aliyahs.